Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, yes, this, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, and I mean it two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Takes on a whole different meaning tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 50-odd minutes. No, 60-odd minutes. Sometime shortly after the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Yes, people did die this week. Want to send a big thanks out to Ryan from Music Savage for filling in for us last week while I was off gallivanting in the southeastern portion of these United States. I'm sure you were following the action over there on the Facebooks. If you didn't, whatever. I know you hung out all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I really like watching you do your stuff over there. And hopefully you're going to be there all night tonight. Speaking of other places online you really ought to go, guess what? No, it's not the weasel obit. It's the WMFO donations drive. It's your chance, your opportunity to show how much you support Bubbles in the Think Tank and Freeform Radio right here at WMFO. I need for you, yes you, the listener, tonight, yes, now I mean, you need to go to donate.wmfo.org and make a love donation to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and make sure that we keep Freeform Radio alive and well right here in the greater Boston community. You know, there's a lot else going on the Boston dial around here. We could easily get, we can just like disappear. There's so much other stuff going on the dial here. But your support will help us stay strong. Keep that web presence going, because I know so many of you around the globe are listening right now. we would like for you to support us. It's very simple. Like I said, just go to donate.wmfo.org. Make your donation. If you choose to do it by mail, all the information's over there too. If you choose to do it by mail, just shoot us a little message over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group so we know that you did it and we can count you in our great big thank yous for the night. Because we plan to make a lot of thank yous during this evening. But let's move on and get some silliness going here. Because what is the thing? You just had a long, relaxing vacation. You're in between jobs. Purposefully, mind you. But you got a little time on your hands after your very exciting, relaxing vacation. What do? You do just what the doctor ordered, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
No, but oh, she's just what the doctor ordered. She doesn't rouge, doesn't paint, she ain't no devil and she ain't no saint, but oh, she's just what the doctor ordered. Now I was told my nerves were gone and I should live more quiet, and then this baby came along, and boy, she is a perfect diet. Knows her in, knows her out, she has her fun, but she has her doubts. Oh, she's just what the doctor ordered.
That's what she said to me. A small operation, and you'll need sedation. Colonoscopy. Your bowels will be on TV. We don't know what's in there, and we'd like to see. When I had my colonoscopy, they poked a device into me. Now I am a bloke, I don't like to be poked. Where they poke a bloke for a colonoscopy. When I had my colonoscopy, I said, is there a smaller one for me? she said it fits every size. It brings tears to my eyes, mate, to contemplate my colonoscopy. You should have your colonoscopy. Though it's undignified as can be. When you need a check up, they'll find every speck up inside with your colonoscopy.
I'm gonna buy a draped dress, some anklet shoes. I'm gonna get all the things I choose. I know what it's all about. It will just about knock me out. Let's get romantic, cause I'm getting frantic. Knock me a kiss, cause I'm on your list. I feel like I want a shot. It will just about knock me out. I'm no pretender, solid cinder. Yes, baby, you know I'll surrender. Give me some skin, cause I'm your friend. Dressed in red, I'll serve your meals in bed. I'm gonna ask you up to my den. If anybody knock, they can't come in. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, that will just about knock me out.
To show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. My ass, it is a luscious piece of meat. It really is a luscious piece of meat. Its lusciousness will never can't be beat. My ass, it is a luscious piece of meat. Yada 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 yada. I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Here it is, here's my ass. Here it is, here's my ass.
to go to Dr. Heartache. It's surgery removing one of Cupid's darts. Yeah, Dr. Heartache, he's a specialist in broken hearts. He's out on the end of the lonely street, second floor Heartbreak Hotel. You can try everybody in Lonesome Town, but the only man to make well, is Dr. Heartache. It's surgery removing one of Cupid's darts. Yeah, Dr. Heartache, specialist in broken hearts. Bobby and his name was Candy, Nancy was the sweetest chick. But I found out just a little too late, too much of candy make you sick, Dr. Heartache. It's surgery removing one of Cupid's darts. Your service. He's a specialist in broken hearts. So brother, if you're tired of crying, you think you can't cry no more, you better get on down to the end of the town. You'll find a sign of hanging up on the door. It's surgery removing one of Cupid's darts. Dr. Heartache, get your service. He's a specialist in broken hearts. He's a specialist in broken hearts. He's a specialist in broken hearts.
Because he's over 49,
and so it's time,
an outpatient procedure that happens where the sun don't shine.
The day before's a real aggravation. The stuff you drink is not so great. It gives you such a rushing sensation, and then you must evacuate. And then they put you face down on a table, and then you fall fast asleep. And suddenly, before you even know it,
the doctor goes in way too deep.
So if you're no longer a pup, then things are looking up. A colonoscopy is good for you. A colonoscopy is good for you. And what of you?
Let me tell you. Darling, doctor, doctor, please. I'm in a hurry. So I plus my little eyes. Ha, you know that girl? Yeah. I tell her to stick high. She said, you're making jokes. She said to kick me
off.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we have lots to do here tonight. I know you had no doubt about that. But please let me assure you that it is the case. Allow my public service announcement of this evening's first half of the program to be simply, go get a colonoscopy when it's time. That's all. I think that's a fine one. That's a message brought to you by me, Belinda. So therefore, you should heed it. Okay? All right. The sweet stuff was the worst part of it. The rest of it was not a problem. Just blech. I don't like sweet drinks. Anyway, I digress, as frequently I do. I should really be reminding you that it's your opportunity tonight. Tonight. I don't know if it's coming again, but tonight. It's time for you to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and Freeform Radio right here at WMFO. We need for you to do one little thing for us tonight, and that is go to donate. Oh, this is online. So go type this somewhere. donate.wmfo.org and make a donation of whatever size works for you. We're freeform, you know. There's some thank you gifts out there. I didn't have time to get any together because I had a vacation and a colonoscopy. So I didn't. Doesn't mean I'm not going to, but I didn't as of yet. But that's what we need for you to do. We need for you to go over there, enter some names and digits and things like that, and make that commitment of support to Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're here every week for me. I'm here for you. You're here for me. I need for you to do this one little thing for me. We're not a station that does multiple pledge drives a year. We do one pledge drive a year. We try to raise, oh my goodness, $5,000 for the whole station. We can do this. I mean, we can do this. We should do this. No underwriting, no commercials, no corporate support. Just me. Walking up the stairs with my little bag. Here for you, the listener, because I love you. I love you so much that I come here every week. Well, almost every week. I mean, I need a break too. But I love doing this for you. I love keeping this music alive. And it's cheap therapy for me. If nothing else, you know, you're really just contributing to my therapy needs. And that's okay, too. Whatever makes the most sense to you is the reason why you should do it. And I know that the ultimate answer is because it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And the nicest thing to do tonight, for me, for you, for all of us, is to go to donate.wmfo.org and make a donation tonight. I want to thank, oh, let's see here. Who have we got here? I got to look. We want to thank Joe. Joe was the first one out of the gate. Thank you so much, Joe. And we also want to thank David. Both of you have already stepped up, and I really appreciate it. We also have another anonymous donation not going through the website, going through the mail, and I appreciate that one equally as much. So if you can take care of that for me tonight, I would be very grateful. I'm grateful for you no matter what. And don't feel like you have to, you know, make a stretch. Just do what makes sense for you. And we're all going to be happy about it. Donate.wmfo.org. Thank you. And how am I going to thank you now? I am going to thank you with the titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. See what a week does to me? Performing under his stage name, Freddie Stockwell, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Here comes that spastic colon again.
An LP. Arseface drank the arse's milk of the stars, the milky spirals as they sank from heaven's saloons and golden bars, made a gown for Columbine, spurting down on sands divine by the arse's hide of the sea, with each tide braying free. And the beavers building Babel beneath each tree's thin beard said, "Is it Cain and Abel fighting again?" We heard, "It is arse face, drunk on the milk of the stars, who will spoil their houses of white lace, expelled from the golden bars."
You.
Oh, Andy, I'm so blue.
Well, what about?
Well, my man has left me.
What again? What you gonna do about it?
Meet me in the bottom. Bring my boots and shoes. Hey, Lordy, Mama. Hey, Lordy, Mama. Meet me in the bottom. Bring my boots and shoes. I've got to leave this town. Ain't got no time to lose. The man I love has left me behind. Hey, Lordy, Mama. Hey, Lordy, Mama. The man I love has left me behind. If I don't find him soon, I'm afraid I'll lose my mind. He's got lots of kisses and money to spare. Yes, he's got that certain something leads me anywhere.
Of strings and the angels with wings. You only friends about the hospital, not your rear end. Oh, get over your self-pity. Listen to this ditty. It will not be pretty. You know, a bit like the Motor City, if you know what I mean. Just stick with me. It's no easy task having a camera up your... But you'll be fast asleep counting sheep after sheep. And speaking of sheep, well, let's not go there. But if you get the connection without an erection, you'll understand the direction that you won't disagree. Hey, Bubba, let's get a colonoscopy.
Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole.
It's not a pretty sight unless you like a good fright. By the sea, by the beautiful sea. Come on, Bubba, let's get a colonoscopy.
Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole, boom. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole, boom.
In conclusion, I'll conclude without confusion. Let's be shrewd. If there's a polyp, let's give it a wallop to the nth degree. This is the key, even though there's no guarantees. But for now, you're cancer-free. So come on, Bubba, let's get a colonoscopy.
Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole, boom. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole, boom. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole, fire in the hole, boom. Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
A little more. Push down really hard. Push. 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 Push.
Just stick with me.
He's got bruise, hurt, black dust, and mojo. Don't let him sprinkle that stuff around your door.
Take heed, all you cats that don't believe.
Another one I wrote from the sick bed. I went on this macrobiotic diet as part of my recovery, and it was like no wheat, no cheese, No dairy at all. No sugar. No chocolate. No reason to live. So I lost a lot of weight, partly because of the illness and partly because I was on this diet. And I actually lost a little bit too much weight at one point. And so here's a little song about that. This is a parody of one of my own songs. I was just wondering, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your butt was gone? If sitting in a wooden chair felt like tax and you found you had nothing to hold up your slacks because instead of a butt now you just had a crack, well, something would have to be done. Would you write Dear Abby for advice in a letter? Put a cushion in your chair to make it feel better. Try to fatten up with brie and cheddar. What if your butt was gone? If your butt disappeared without a trace and everyone looked all over the place, why do you have that look on your face? Hey, it could happen to you. If that booty patootie, that sweet derriere, were now inexplicably no longer there, how soon would you miss it? How much would you care? What do you think you would do? Would you call me up? Would you fall to pieces? Would you make it the topic of your doctoral thesis? Trying to go out and find a prosthesis. What if your butt was gone? A butt, as you know, could be curvy or flat, dimpled or pimpled, skinny or fat, just like an opinion. Everyone's got one, but what if your butt was suddenly not one? If something should happen, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your butt was gone? Would you call me up? Would you start confiding how you tried to make it grow with fluorescent lighting? How you had to give up horseback riding? What if your butt was gone? Would you realize there's a good selection? Shopping for clothes in the children's section. Go to your closet and make a commotion. Take all your pants and throw them in the ocean. Does your butt hang low? Does it wobble to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you sling it over your shoulder like a Continental soldier? What if your butt was gone?
Something to shout about, a whole lot of loving to talk about. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. She makes a lot of love, and she's so sweet. All her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. Like cherry wine, my baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out.
Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello? Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right. right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what it is?
I took too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try the reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor? Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, or an ulcer at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.